And welcome back to Coach's Corner. With us now, the head coach of the Lewiston Altoona Cardinals. It's Brent Olson. Coach, how's it going today?
Hey, Luke, great to be here.
Hey, thanks for chatting with us, Coach. We do appreciate it. A tough one. This past Thursday night, you took on Lake City, fell 34-6. Coach, overall, take us through the game and your thoughts on it.
Well, I'd like to congratulate Coach Narum over there at Lake City. They did a very good job, well-played game. Really nice night, a little chilly out there, but you know, we've known Coach Narum in Lake City. We've done camp with them for, man, it's been probably 15 years that we've done summer camp with them, and we've scrimmaged over there for quite a few years now. So there's a lot of familiarity between these two teams, and, you know, it's nice to go play someone that you know real well, but at the same time, they know us really well. So they were very well prepared, and, you know, they just had a few more athletes, made a few more plays than we did, but I thought it was our best game of the year that we've played so far, especially from a defensive standpoint. And offensively, we were able to do some things as well. But they started out the game. They converted some third downs. I think probably our biggest concern was our third down defense. They were able to convert a couple of third and eights and third and tens on their first drive. And they were able to score and go up 6-0. We weren't able to do much on our first drive. I think we got a first down, but we had to punt, and they got the ball back and drove down and scored. And that happened kind of throughout the first half. We'd move the ball a little bit, but just couldn't get anything sustained. We did have a drive, and we got inside the 20 on the very last, right before half. We were a little rushed trying to do the two-minute drill, and just weren't able to convert on the last play before half in the end zone. So we went into halftime down. I think it was 27-0 in that first half. We made a few adjustments defensively in the second half and offensively as well. And we were more consistent than in the second half. And we were able to drive down and score Eli Jensen on our counter. He ran in, I think it was from 5 yards out, to make the score 27-6. And then Lake City scored again with the both teams had their young guys. Well, for us, we have a lot of JV guys out there anyway with our injuries. They scored to make it final score 34-6. We had us down for about 150 yards of offense. I don't have the numbers right in front of me here. We had about 150 yards of offense. We had Lake City for about 300. The one win for us was that we had a better rushing average for the game than did Lake City. I believe we had a 4.2 yards a carry, and we held them to 4 yards a carry. So our rush defense actually did pretty well. Our pass defense, though, does need to continue to have some need some work. They did a real nice job of rolling out during the game and protecting the QB to give him some time. They didn't do too many just straight dropbacks. It was mostly kind of sprint out or roll out to get the QB out of the pocket where he had that run pass option. And he did a very good job. Their quarterback was very accurate, and they had a couple good receivers. They had one, I think it was a 65-yard touchdown, where it was more of like a 12-yard pass and 50-yard run. And that we were disappointed in our tackling on that play, and we should have held him to like a 15-yard gain. But then we missed a couple tackles, and he went the distance. And you know, we lack a little bit of that top end speed. And once he got in the open field, we don't have anybody that was able to catch him. So that's something that we need to shore up a little bit is making sure tackles and not dropping to the ground and, you know, drive, you know, a lot of times we want to take them low because we usually are a little bit smaller, but not just drop to the ground and go through legs instead of just dropping down. So, you know, we were pretty pleased with how we played all in all. And probably the biggest win of the night was nobody got no serious injuries at all. I think that's the first game we can say that since week one. You know, it's actually all year. I think that's the first game we can say that, even including the scrimmage. We've lost people every game, and this was the first one we didn't. So that's a win for us, especially with our low numbers. And we've got a short turnaround this week. It was nice to play on Thursday, because of this being the MEA week. So we've got St. Charles coming to town on Wednesday for our big rivalry game, our hammer game. And it's one of those games. I know that St. Charles has had a little bit of a down year by their standards like we have, and so it's going to be a very intense game and play for that trophy. And I know we won it for the first handful of years that we did it, and they've won it now the last three or four times we've played. So we want to get that trophy back, and that's something we're going to focus on this week and hopefully play a great game and come out with a win.
Brent Olson with us, the head coach of the Lewiston Altura Cardinals. Coach, you mentioned it. The injury bug, it seemed to bite you harder than anybody else in the area. And just what's the message to the team as you guys prepare every week? And it seems like you have somebody, you know, tweak something or hurt something. And just every week it's just the next man up. What's the message to the team as you go in and get hit by this injury bug?
Well, you know, we've been preaching about, you know, this is building towards the future. And I know that our juniors and seniors, you know, I mean, especially our seniors don't like to hear that, hey, guys, this is, you know, we've had our struggles this year playing some, I think we're starting 3 ninth graders and 5 sophomores right now. It's tough to swallow for them, but, you know, it will benefit us a couple years down the road. You know, kids like to see something, you know, the instant gratification that results right now, and we haven't quite seen that. We have seen improvement, but it hasn't shown in wins and losses, but we're getting better, and the best thing I think about it this year is, you know, injuries aside, the guys are stayed positive. I mean, after the game Thursday, everybody was upbeat and chipper, and, you know, it's one thing to lose games and then be, you know, really down and hard on each other. But, you know, we've been real positive and everybody's been in good spirits. So I think that's the best thing we have going right now is kids are working hard. They're showing up to practice. They're competing. They are, you know, working out in the weight room to get bigger and stronger. So, you know, that's something that we can kind of hang our hat on right now as we, you know, finish out this year and even look, I know we don't like to look past anything, but, you know, as we look to the future, you got to kind of do that to keep that positivity that, hey, look, we're getting better. And you guys that are playing this year, you young guys, especially, you know, you're not ninth graders anymore. You're kind of sophomores because some of them have started the whole season. You know, you sophomores, you played the whole year, you're kind of juniors really in our minds. So we want to see that continued growth and that continued improvement. And we have, and, you know, that's kind of something we can hang our hat on from this year.
Brent Olson with us, the head coach of the Lewiston Altura Cardinals, fell to Lake City on Thursday night, 34-6. They take on St. Charles on Wednesday night. Short turnaround. We'll have the game right here on 103.1 KFIL coming up on Wednesday night. Coach, as always, we do appreciate the time. Thank you so much, and good luck next week.
All right. Thanks, Luke.